Weddings. People tend to think that travelling weddings are arranged and they're not. A lot of people ask, is travelling weddings arranged? That's not true. They're never arranged. I've never ever known of an arranged travelling wedding, be it an Irish traveller or a Romany English traveller. I've never heard of it. They're quite natural relationships, and the boys and girls obviously grow up together, maybe want to know one another as children. Don't know they're going to eventually get married, but you know, it's not like country people where they go off on holiday together and they have this, what we'd call an over the, what's it called, over the live together for 3 or 4 years and then decide to get married. What's the point in getting married then? You know, in other words, travelling girls don't go for a test drive and then get married. They are married pure and the way they was the day they were born. And that's the most important thing to them, to hold that respectfulness, to hold that dignity for themselves and for their families, and to go leave their parents with a clean, good name. The weddings, over the years, weddings have changed. Years ago, when I was a child and I seen weddings, I seen many, many weddings. There's all different kinds. There was one in particular kind of wedding where there'd be a lot of money pinned onto the bride's dress. And, you know, I'm not going to mention no family names. I'm just going to say that was a traditional thing. They'd pin the money onto the bride's dress and the more money, you know. It was like a dowry. People saved up for their daughter's weddings, and still today they do. It's all bling now today. Everything's about the bigger, the brighter, the more diamante, the more shiny, the more better. But years ago, it wasn't like that. It was more traditional. For an example, I once went to a wedding where I'd seen 42 tiers on the wedding cake, going up like a tower, like the Eiffel Tower or the Blackpool Tower. And the resemblance behind that was maybe she was a seventh daughter of the seventh daughter. That would equal 14 wedding cakes. So there's 14 tiers. Then the mother could be the seventh daughter of the seventh daughter. That would equal 21 wedding cakes. So 21 tiers. There could be 10 bridesmaids. There's another 10 on top, equals 21. And this is how each family, one represented each member of the family, each bridesmaid. I often seen bridesmaids, maybe 10, 15 bridesmaids at one wedding, and maybe 8 page boys, because nobody got left out. Nobody was made unequal. If there was 10 girls in the family, 10 girls are bridesmaids. If there was 8 girls in the groom's family, then they'd be bridesmaids as well. And the next older sister was normally the best woman. Irish travelling weddings are a great big celebration. I've seen them go on for days and days and days. I've actually seen weddings not end and just carry on to the next wedding. What's the point in ending that one and getting a hangover? Carry on to the next one. And I've seen the same with funerals, which are also very elaborate as well. You know, we recently had a death in the family this year. Well, late last year. And the person who died loved Land Rovers. So the father had the Land Rover converted to carry the casket to the funeral. You know, because that person loved Land Rovers. I've seen so many different, very, very elaborate travelling funerals, often maybe 4, 5, 6 pickup trucks full of flowers, completely full of flowers. I've actually seen a member of my own family laid out in a trailer where they've took out the window of the trailer to put his casket in, and the bunks have been converted to hold the casket, and he's laid in his casket in the trailer. That was about 10 years ago. A lot of travellers, when somebody passes away, they burn everything belonging to the person who's passed away to release them, just to release them. With travellers, nothing's about materialistic goods. It's about emotion, love and closeness. And they dedicate so much time and energy into that, i.e. all the bridesmaids, all the page boys I've just mentioned, all the tears on the wedding cake. Today, the tears on the wedding cake don't resemble anything. It's all about Cinderella in a fairy castle with a horse and carriage and God only knows whatever imagination the bride has. Although it's beautiful, it's nice, and it's a girl's big day, and it's her dream, and her father wishes, you know, her father and family wishes that to be her happy day. It's not what it used to be. The tradition's gone, you know. Years ago, I had a good traditional traveller's wedding. They'd have the pipe players, they'd have the accordion out, the dancers, the Irish dancers would be up, and the drinks would be flowing, and the atmosphere would be fantastic. You know, I wish them days would come back, but you know, they're not going to come back. Today, it's flashing lights, limousines, dresses that the poor girls can't walk in, they've got to wear trainees under, 96 underskirts, and wedding cakes that are just something like out of a film. You know, it's so different. The blingers took over the tradition. The tradition was the right way and the best way. One day they'll come back. One day people will realise what's gone and what's here. And now it's more about status than tradition.
Oh, that's brilliant. What you've just said then about weddings.
And I brought the funeral in on a nice level without going depressed
yeah,
about
yeah.
it.
Because we've got certain photographs of family plots where people have been buried. Why is it that... is that an Irish thing or is that a traveller thing?
No, it's an Irish thing.
It's an Irish thing. That
I've actually got on SD card there somewhere, I'll sort it for you, some photographs of the family graves back home in Ireland and some non-traveller graves back home in Ireland, and you'd be surprised as... A lot of the country people's graves are much more elaborate than the travellers'.